I love them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala.
And find me at facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And also follow us on Snapchat at Shauna_Lala and on Instagram at Shauna and Lala, and you could see us behind the scenes and
what we're doing on our weekends. And
oh yeah,
we're always posting stuff up, like me in my pool or Shauna when she goes to all her concerts. So it's really cool to see kind of our what we do when we're not on air with you guys, you know, behind the scenes of our lifestyles and things we do for fun.
Yeah. Like yesterday, you were at the pool.
Yeah, I was at the pool and Shauna was not.
I was not, no. I don't even remember what I was doing yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how crazy my life is.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So, your week was a little hectic.
Yeah, my grandfather unfortunately passed away, so it was this big chunk of my weekend and last week, so, you know, I was very busy with that. But I'm doing better now. Had a little anxiety attack today.
I know. You texted me and you're like, I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital. I've never had an anxiety attack before. So I feel for anyone who has suffered with them, but I felt like I was having a heart attack, basically. I couldn't breathe, I was lightheaded, and it was just not fun at all.
No, they're not fun.
No.
And they are pretty scary. Like, anxiety attacks give you anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm having a heart attack, I'm gonna die. So they did an EKG, they, you know, blood work, sonogram. So far everything looks okay, but we'll see when I check up with my other doctor.
I'm surprised they didn't give you a paper bag to breathe in.
I know. I heard that that's what they do, mm-hmm. to calm you down. Yeah, I guess I can calm myself pretty well. I put on a front with the doctors. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. But I'm doing all right now. You know, I'm on the radio, so I'm happy. But me and Shauna had a funny day yesterday. Actually, that was what happened the other day with me and you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I totally forgot.
Oh, my God.
So, last night.
Yeah, we want to talk about it on air because, like, it's like a what would you do kind of situation. And so me and Shauna went out to the mall to pick up some summer clothes. And, we got hungry. So we went to the food court and we're eating. And across from us, there was a whole family ordering food. And I said, Shauna, like, the one daughter, she must have been, like, in her 20s. She had these short shorts on. Up her butt crack, right?
Tight
up
and short.
Up her butt crack.
Like, they couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, there was nowhere else for them to go into her rectum, but so, I was staring, obviously, and I see what looked like a black circle from where we were sitting, like, right in her butt crack. Whenever she would, you know, kind of stand on her tippy toes and look over the counter, I'm like, Shauna, look at that. She has, like, a black circle in her butthole. And Shona's like, what? What are you talking about? You know, we're both looking so obvious, like,
I can't
staring.
See. I'm, like, half blind. I don't have my glasses on.
I said she either has a hole in her pants, she crapped her pants. I don't know what it is. And as I'm watching, I'm, like, really, like, intrigued as to what this thing is. It starts getting bigger, and it's, like, spreading, and then it clicked. I said, oh, my God. Shauna, she has her period. And Shauna's like, what? Are you kidding me? And I felt so bad for this girl. And Shauna will tell you, I was, like, contemplating, what do you do? Like, do you go up to a stranger and embarrass them that, hey, I'm a stranger, I was staring at your butt, and I saw that your period, you know, has went all over your pants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Shauna, what do I do? And she's like, I don't know. Do you want to go say it? I'm like, I do, but I don't. So we sat there probably for, like, 4 minutes contemplating what I should do. And every time I'd go to get up, I'd chicken out. Like, oh, I don't want to ruin her day. I was praying that her mother would, like, look at her butt and, like, oh, get to the bathroom, or her sister. It didn't happen. It was just me and Shauna staring. But, I mean, just as I was about to go over to her, when they sat down, I guess the sister noticed, and they ran to the bathroom. As soon as I saw them both running to the bathroom, I said, Shauna, they know. They know.
They know.
And they were in there a long time, and the mother went in there, and they ended up buying her new clothes. We were just people watching. We watched this whole scenario go down. But it really brought up a valid point, like, what do you do in that situation? I'm like, you know, we should ask the listeners, what if you were in that girl's shoes, who had the period on her pants, would you want a stranger to come up to you and tell you that? Or would you rather not know until you got home and found out on your own? You know, like, I don't know.
I would want to know.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I mean,
it's going to be mortifying no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would want somebody to be like, hey, I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not staring at you, but...
It's horrible.
Because I wouldn't want to walk around the rest of the day or, you know, walk around the mall the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
With that on me.
Yeah, and then getting worse. And I was like, why would you even... I'm sorry for the men listening. You guys are probably like, oh, I don't want to hear this. Too much information. But why as a woman would you wear shorts like that, you know, on your menstrual cycle? Maybe she just got it at that point. I don't know. But that's just a big no-no. You don't do that.
Or
you try to cover up everything.
Yeah. I mean, usually you know when you're going to get it.
Yeah.
About the time.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
I guess I would want to know. It's happened. Something like that has happened to me before, and I was told by a stranger. And I remember it was completely like a punch to the stomach. I was mortified. But then, you know, I cried. I got upset. I kept thinking, like, oh my God, how many other people saw it? But it was early enough. So I'm thinking that I'd rather it happen like that, because if no one told you and you went through the whole day, like you said, walking around the mall, talking to people, and everyone is seeing it, I guess, you know, it's better that someone tells you right away. It's going to be horrible either way. But
yeah.
So, you know, that was our weekend. That was our interesting stuff and our sad stuff and our crazy stuff. As usual, that's our lives.
Exactly. And our class is over.
Yes. Thank God.
Thank God. No crazy pictures came up, really.
No, I told her, delete them. I said, delete every picture of me in a bikini or looking seductive or whatever else you have. Make sure you delete yourself, too.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, at the last day, our product of the week last week was Frisky Britches.
Yep, Frisky Britches underwear.
And I didn't delete the picture off my computer. And when I hit the import button to import new pictures,
nice little panties came up.
Yeah.
And he was like, ooh, what in the world, girl? I need to put my flash drive in your computer and take that.
Yeah.
I need to upload that onto my flash drive. Oh, don't ever take a class with Shauna. I'm going to tell you, she gives me anxiety, this girl. She's like the student that doesn't care if the teacher catches her doing something. Like, I was the opposite in high school. I'm sitting next to her, and, you know, she's on her phone, and the teacher, I'm watching him stare at her, and I'm getting anxiety, like, we're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, what? Wait. We're adults now. He's not going to yell at us.
Yeah, that was totally me in
high
school.
That's Shauna, yeah.
You know, I remember I was in middle school, and I would talk to, like, my friends, you know, during class.
Yeah.
And she couldn't hear me one time. So I'm like, give me a piece of paper, I'll write you a note. So I was writing her a note, and Mr. Bell, our history teacher, probably was yours.
Yes.
He caught me. He grabbed the paper out of my hand and was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I was like writing something. And he's like, what are you writing? Because I'm talking. And I'm like, notes at what you're saying. So he read it out loud to the whole class.
Oh my God. Yep. That's Shauna. She'll give you like severe like anxiety in class with her, I don't give a crap about what the teacher's doing or saying or, you know, yelling at me or looking at me. She didn't care. She's just, like, doing her own thing. I'm sitting like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah, and meanwhile, like, Although, we have to say that I was, like, pretty much ahead of the class.
Yeah, yeah, no, she was. She was ahead of the class, but you could tell it was irking the teacher a lot. Like, oh, well, she's already done that, and you already did that, and okay, Shauna's ahead of us, then.
Well, that's all he kept saying was, oh, you already hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you already did that.
Don't hit the button, okay? Wait for me to tell you to hit the button.
Yeah. And I'm just like, come on, come on, come on. Like,
it was interesting, but anyway.
Yes, so chapter 2 of the next class, we'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
No more half-naked pictures, nothing off.
Please don't. Don't do that to me.
Well, today on the show, we have a great show for you. We have our Blue Line Hero Time coming up and celebrity news, and Lauren's got more news and a really interesting story we'll tell you about later on. And I don't know if you remember Bianca Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
From America's Got Talent. She's going to be on the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, she was so cool to talk to. And upcoming artist Aaron Bowman.
Oh, cool.
Will be on the show.
Well, I'm
so
looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah, both are really awesome artists and really cool to talk to. So you'll hear both those interviews coming up. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and what's going on around the world?
Well, you know how I love my sci-fi stuff. And
yes.
I always call it sci-fi, but my science stuff. But they just discovered a mysterious stone circle on the surface of Mars. According to the alien hunters, they're calling it, like, a mysterious circle. The image was captured by NASA's Mars Curiosity rover, and it was featured on Secure Team 10's YouTube channel. Now, Secure Team 10, they are all into the alien stuff, all into, like, conspiracy theories, so they're always posting stuff about aliens, really.
Really?
Yeah, it's
what
really
channel?
It's on YouTube. Follow them on YouTube, and they, my dad actually follows them, and he's always telling me, watch Secure Team 10, you'll see all the UFOs, and they really have a lot of, like, footage and information on things that's never in the news. With
I'm going to follow
yeah.
them.
Yeah. So, anyway, this video of the Mars rover came out, and Secure Team 10 put it up on their YouTube saying, hey, we just saw a very strange formation of rocks that look to be put together in what appears to be a very artificial way. It's arranged in a perfect circle. Now, I watched the video, I saw the pictures, and it does look like, you know, it is a perfect circle, but I don't know if it looks artificial or man-made or alien-made. You know, it kind of looks like maybe it was just, it happened in nature. Sometimes things like that happen in nature, you know?
Yeah.
But these people who are followers of the YouTube channel and are big alien believers, they are stating, no, this is not natural. It didn't happen by accident. Something or someone, or they created it. They put it there. It's much different, they're saying, than the craters that you normally see on Mars and the Moon and other planets. And they almost look like the rocks were arranged in a circular formation. So they don't know if it's a burial ground, or something of a larger structure, they're saying, like something's underneath it. And there's a lot of controversy back and forth, people saying, oh yeah, it does look like that, and other people are like, that just looks like a crater, or that just looks like, you know, something that broke, like a big boulder broke down and it left that imprint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows, you know, we're not gonna know. The red planet surface, Mars, has had a lot of different conspiracies happen. There's so many pictures that people can take and go, there was one of it looked like a woman walking on the moon. They're like, oh, on Mars. Oh, look, it looks like a woman's shape. And then there was another that looked like a tree. So the human eye can make anything look like something. You know what I mean?
We learned that in our class.
Exactly. Anything can look like something. So who knows? I'm sure there's other life forms out there. I don't know if Mars has other life on it, or that there's been other life on it before, but I'm sure it will come to fruition one day, and we'll all know. Hopefully not by aliens coming to abduct us or visit us, but we will know one day.
They're gonna come visit you.
No. Listen, I am petrified of aliens, and I hope they never come and see me. Unless for some strange reason the world is coming to an end and they are gonna save us, then they can take me. But if they're not saving me, don't take me. Don't abduct me. Don't do any freaky, I don't know. Don't touch me. I'm so scared. You have no idea.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. Like, when I was younger, my grandma, she said that she saw an alien in her bedroom. And she told me that when I was, like, 6. And it just scarred me for the rest of my life. I'm actually better now because I could talk about it. I used to not be able to hear the word alien, or I'd go into, like, shakes, like the shakes, and freak out. I couldn't watch any of the movies with aliens in them.
Like E.T.?
Oh, I'm petrified of E.T. I won't watch it. I see his face. I hear that E.T. voice. I'm like, I cry. I'm much better, though, but I used to get hysterical. Anything that had to do with aliens. Like, I had a fear that they were going to come in my room, like my grandma, come visit me or something. So, yeah.
And you live in this city.
I know. I think it's a cruel joke that we moved. My husband bought a house in the, like, central UFO county of the U.S., I think it is. Or maybe the world. Isn't that amazing? So, I will not go outside of my house at night. I don't look at the sky because everyone sees these. They had an alien festival a few weeks ago in my town.
I know. I wanted to go.
No. I couldn't go to the grocery store. They had aliens painted on the windows, and it's just a nightmare, okay? It's a nightmare. But anyway, I got sidetracked here. It's a nightmare for me, so. Anyway, again, Snapchat. We always talk about Snapchat. Well, they have just bought out this company for about $250 million to $350 million. Yeah. The company is called Zenly, and this is like an app that you could track your friends, like where your friends are. So Snapchat put up this app, and it's like a mapping app, basically. I guess what this app started out at, the original company was Zenly, and it was a location app that allowed users to see where their friends were, but in a way that didn't drain their phone's battery. And it was really popular in Europe, not so much the U.S. at this point. And it kind of fed into the teenagers' fear of missing out on things. So the users would go to the app again and again to make sure they weren't missing out on parties or an event with their friends, because they could see where their friends were and what they were doing. So, I mean, I don't know how much...
What the hell was that?
Did you hear that? I thought we were getting shot at in the studio.
I told you that it's haunted.
This studio is haunted. Oh my god. Okay. So. Yeah, you can see where your friends are, what event is happening, and I don't know how much more they're going to keep doing this. Like, you have Facebook that you could check into places, and you could say what you're doing for your day, and you have Instagram and Snapchat, you can snap, and now it's these maps that are going to follow you everywhere you are, say what you're doing, like where you are, what's going on, and it's just insane. So, I guess Snapchat unveiled their form of this after they bought it, and they call it Snap Maps. It's a new feature that's going to allow Snapchat users to see where their friends are on the map. And so when you tap on it on this map, it's going to show you nearby location to your friends, sharing videos. If they're at a concert, it's going to say, your friend such and such is at this concert at this time, and this is, you know, show you their video. So it's going to be like a virtual map where you can see videos for each of the locations and how many friends are there and what they're doing. It's going to show like a trailer. So like when you go to your Bethel Woods concert,
you could see that.
You know, if you are on Snapchat, it's going to say, Shauna is at the Bethel Woods concert, and then if there's anyone else there and they put their video up, it's going to become one long trailer for that location. So you might not know the people, but you're going to be watching what they're doing and where they are and all that.
That's a little creepy.
It is. It's crazy. Like, I don't know how much more we're going to get into this, like with people knowing everything you're doing. Isn't there any sort of privacy out there?
No.
You know? Like, it's just insane. It's from MySpace days. It went from AOL AIM, where you put your status up, like, going to the mall. Okay.
Yeah, with the away message.
Yeah, the away message. You know, you put, I'm going to the mall, and you're like, okay, call my phone. And then it went to MySpace, which you couldn't do that. They didn't have, like, Facebook was. You know, you could post an album and all that. And then Facebook, that I remember when Facebook came out, I was like, laughing at people. I'm like, why are they writing, like, what they're eating and where they're going and this is what I did today? I thought it was hilarious. And then I started doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, when does it end? Like, how much more? Is it going to be now a tracking device? Like, how long you slept last night? You know, is it going to, your Fitbit's going to link up and say, Shauna slept for 2 hours last night and woke up for 5. You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, you know what I just found out on the news? This has nothing to do with Facebook or anything.
Yeah.
It's got to do with smartphones. There's a tracking device on your phone where it's under settings and you could see your most recent, like, locations of places that you've been.
Yeah, I've actually looked into it and I saw.
And it shows how long, like, how long I've been at my house,
yeah.
How long I was at the gym.
Yep.
When I arrived, when I left.
Yep. It's good for if you think your significant other is cheating on you, because I looked at my husband's, not that he's cheating on me, but I just wanted to see if it did work, and it showed that he was at work for this many hours, and then he went to Stewart's gas station for this many, you know, minutes, and it's crazy. So, if you're out there cheating, you better, you know, watch out, because you're gonna, it's easy nowadays to get caught with all this technology.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I guess it has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're a thief or, you know,
yeah.
a drug dealer or whatever, the cops could find you.
I wonder how they can, if...
You should ask your husband.
Yeah, see if that could be accepted into court. Like, oh, well, we pulled up his settings record, and it shows that he was at this location for this long, and so he had time to commit that crime. You know, that's crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
But, well, in other weird news, they are making babies. They're robot babies, but they look... Oh, so real. So incredibly real that if I saw one, I would think that was a brand new, real newborn baby. And I was watching the video, and it's really creepy at how realistic these things look, these dolls.
It's not like the dolls that you get in health class.
No.
With
no.
the key.
It's silicone, so they're very soft, and their face, all like the little face parts of their face move like a baby's. Their mouth sucks on the pacifier.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, and their eyes kind of like twitch a little bit. They are really cute, but really creepy when you think about it. So, I don't know why someone would want this, because they cost a lot of money. They're saying these robot babies are as cute as the real thing, but without the mess. So, is someone like looking, you know, for that, to pretend they have a baby without having to change diapers? I don't know. Really weird to me. But these babies can set you back as far as $5,600 for a baby doll.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine spending that much on this? Crazy.
I mean, thinking it might be for, like, health class.
I know.
For schools to, like, show
what
it's like having a child.
It is not. They say that they start out at, like, $670. That's, like, a low price. You know, that's the low price. And then they go up to nearly like $6,000. It's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
Crazy. So they said they make human babies, and they will make ones that look like the Avatar babies, which I saw, and I love Avatar, that movie. So these babies look so cute. They look like baby avatars, the blue skin and all that, but I still wouldn't buy one.
No.
They said mermaid babies, chimpanzee babies, elf babies, and they all look creepishly real. So, hey, if you're out there and you want a baby and you don't want the mess and you don't want the fuss, I guess spend the 5 G's on a robot baby, and there you go. No one's gonna know until it never grows up.
Yeah, or I'm sure it doesn't cry either.
I don't know. It didn't say they cried yet. They're sucking on pacifiers, though. The next thing will be crying and pooping or something.
Yeah.
Like that's baby just, alive.
That's just creepy to me. I used to have one of those dolls, too.
Yeah, very creepy.
Except you had to push the stomach to make it pee.
Yeah, and then you get mold up its butthole.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. I think I'm done.
Well, we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Find us online at www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West... They made a deal with a surrogate to have another child.
What? A surrogate?
Yeah.
Why?
She has some kind of condition.
Oh, yeah, she does. I forgot.
It's called, like, placenta accreta or something like that.
Yeah, she had some issues.
And, so if she was to have another baby, normally, it's, like, life-threatening.
Yeah, yeah.
So I understand why she would do that, but you gotta hear what the the, like, stipulations are.
Okay.
So, she's going to pay, or they, I should say, are going to pay $45,000 in 10 4,500 monthly installments.
Okay.
If there's multiples, I guess multiple babies.
Yeah.
The surrogate gets $5,000 for each additional child.
Okay.
And if the surrogate loses the reproductive organs, she gets $4,000.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye are also required to pay a deposit of $68,850 to the agency.
Oh my god. Listen, yeah. Just hire me. I'll send you my email. I'll have the baby for you. You don't need to go through an agency. You don't have to pay them
$68,000. I know, right? And the surrogate is required to obviously refrain from smoking, drinking, drugs.
Yeah.
All that during the pregnancy. She's restricted to sexual activities for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Leading up to the pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
And foregoing sexual intercourse for 3 weeks following the embryo implantation.
Oh, man. I mean, that's crazy. They have to put it out there? Like, can't they do this privately? I mean, unless the news, you know, found out.
I know.
But, man, like, why go through an agent? Well, I guess you want to screen people. But that's a lot of money to pay an agency and then have to pay the mother on top of that, you know?
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is insane. I mean, I know they have money, but I've thought about the surrogate thing, and it would be hard because...
For you?
Well, not or, for me. For me to do for someone, because I know how bad I wanted a baby, and if I was told I couldn't have one, which I was told that, you know, I would hope that someone could be a surrogate for me. Now... Then I was like, if I wanted to give back, you know, be a surrogate for someone, I said, I would fall in love with this child, you know?
I wouldn't be able to give
you'd,
it up.
Yeah, you'd give it you back feel that or... baby in you. You are connected to that baby. And that, I think it would break my heart to hand the baby over. I don't know. There'd always be some sort of connection. So I give a lot of credit to women who are able to do that for other women.
I would not be able to do it.
I know. I don't think I could.
No. So... The surrogate also cannot go in hot tubs or saunas, which I don't know. I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
They can't handle cat litter or, like, change it.
Yep. That's not good for them.
They can't apply hair dye. Drink more than one caffeinated beverage per day.
Oh, my God. How are they going to watch that?
Or eat raw fish.
Ugh. I'm good with that. I don't like fish.
So, yeah. I mean, I know that when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to... dye your hair either.
Yep. No cold cuts, nothing like that.
Cold cuts?
Yeah, no cold cuts, I was told.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like ham, turkey, all that, you can't have. Hot dogs, no.
No hot dogs?
Nothing that has all that crap in it, and I don't know, preservatives and...
To my future husband, we are not having kids.
She wants her sub-hero sandwich.
I want my hot dogs.
And her, okay, her hot dogs.
And my...
He's like, I'll give you a hot dog. You won't need any other hot dogs.
I want my Italian combo, too.
He'll give you a nice Italian sausage combo, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he will. So, Prodigy, I don't know if you remember that rapper.
Okay.
His name sounded familiar, but he was from the rap group Mobb Deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he arrived at the Mirage earlier this weekend, and he wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier he was supposed to have, like, a meet and greet, but he canceled the meet and greet because he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So after the performance around, like, 1:30 in the morning, he said, you know, he's really feeling bad. He's not feeling good at all. So the people around him, you know, his entourage, was pretty concerned. You know, obviously he didn't look too well.
Yeah,
they put him on a gurney, took him to the emergency room, and he passed away.
Oh, no.
Later that day, like earlier.
What was it from?
They don't know yet.
Wow. Sad. He was not that old.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think he was old enough. Yeah, I don't think he's that old. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, condolences to his family.
Definitely. I mean, I couldn't even imagine being... I mean, that's just like the Chris Cornell thing.
Yeah, yep.
You know, you see this icon. And
it just shows we're all the same.
Yeah.
Our time is so limited, and anyone could die at any second. Just being a celebrity or being rich doesn't mean much of anything.
Absolutely. So sad. I don't know if you remember TLC.
Yeah, yep.
Well, they're back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, they're coming back, I should say. They're in the process of recording their first studio album in 15 years.
Oh my gosh, I loved them when I was younger.
Oh my gosh, we're bringing it back to the 90s, people. And,
I'm no scabs, scab isn't got a key.
Love that song. So, T-Boz said that timing is everything, and she just felt like it was the right time. To do an album, and the fans have been asking them, you know, when are you going to put out another album? And so guess what the fans did?
What?
They set up a Kickstarter page.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fans, along with Katy Perry, Bette Midler, and New Kids on the Block, and probably some other celebrities, including the fans, raised over... $430,000.
Wow, for them to start. That's amazing.
I know.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that when I was reading the article. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing in one sense, but then I get annoyed in another. I'm like, they just raised all that money for that, where there's other things that people should raise money for, you know, that need it.
Right.
I get frustrated because people want to spend money where they want to spend money, you know?
And yeah.
It's just annoying. But that... I'm happy for TLC, but then when you think about it, like, oh, humans are just so pathetic sometimes. They'll spend money on celebrities, but not some dying kid with leukemia or whatever.
Right. You know?
But anyway, sorry, I didn't want to... No, it's put fine. Some negative into that.
No, it's all right. So they're naming the album TLC, obviously, which is appropriate.
Yeah.
And so T-Boz said that they really had no idea that the record, they broke the record for the biggest campaign ever in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said that, like, it's amazing because they were skeptical about doing it in the first place. But when their manager brought it to their attention that, you know, they broke the record, like, they were, you know, excited.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, and they're including Left Eye, who, as you know, passed away.
Yeah, yep.
They're including her in the album.
Aw, good, good. I was hoping they would do something.
So I was thinking that maybe they had, like, you know, unheard songs with her in it.
The clips or anything, yeah.
Yeah, and they would maybe write around, you know, her lyrics or something. But they're taking interviews that she did, and they're putting them, like, under as a bed.
Yeah.
And they're going to play live music over it.
Aw, that's really nice.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I want to hear, like, how it's going to sound and how it's going
to
come out.
Yeah, the style, you're going to stick to their style, you know, from the 90s, or are they going to kind of make it modern, you know, with the new stuff? We'll see.
I don't know.
Hopefully it's a mixture of both.
I'm pretty excited. I want to see, you know, how it is and how it sounds and everything.
Definitely.
And so the album comes out on June 30th, and I don't know if you know, but they're going on tour.
No, I didn't know that.
And it's the I Love the 90s, the Party Continues tour.
Oh, no. That must be really cool.
I know. So I wanted to see, like, who else performed, like, at that concert. And Naughty by Nature is going to be there. Mark McGrath. He was on the show a while ago.
Oh, yeah, he was, yep.
Blackstreet.
Oh, wow.
Is going to be there, too. Mm. Snap and All of One. I'm not familiar with them.
Not familiar.
But looks like a good lineup.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
So for all of our 90s listeners and 90s music fans.
Yeah, that's something you definitely want to check out and keep an eye on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, me and you, we both grew up around that time. Yep. So it should be...
It'll be really, really awesome.
It should be fun.
A blast to the past when we hear that.
Oh, definitely. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio with much more.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online, www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and right now we have Bianca Ryan on the phone. You may remember her from America's Got Talent. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So, since America's Got Talent, I mean, that was a pretty long time ago since you've been on the show, and you've done so much. But you recently released a new single, What I Gotta Do. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I listened to it, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so What I Gotta Do came out a little bit ago, and basically it was a song I wrote that was inspired by 80s music that I had been listening to for a while, for a few weeks, just kind of borrowing my mom's CDs in the car. And I really wanted to write something that could take people back. So I thought of, like, this parallel relationship to, like, taking people back plus a throwback sound and paralleling to a relationship, you know, to go back to when everything was new, young, and fresh. And so that's kind of how I came up with the concept for What I Gotta Do. And so far, I've gotten really great feedback from it. It's my mom's favorite song, so makes me happy.
Yeah. And so your EP is going to be released pretty soon on July 14th. It's called The Reintroduction Part 1. And why did you come up with that title for it?
I feel like this EP is a way to kind of reintroduce me to the public and to my friends and to my fans in a way that doesn't kind of stray too far left of who I was. I feel like before in my debut album, after America's Got Talent. So it still has like that very young pop sound, which was some of the songs on the first CD I did. And then also these, you know, the last few songs that aren't released yet, you see them kind of grow with me and mature with me. And by the last song, you kind of see me almost find my sound and who I am, like, uniquely as an artist and who I want to be. So for me, the reintroduction is a way to incorporate some of the old Bianca and some of the new Bianca and just kind of reintroducing me to the public with my age and who I am now.
Yeah. And so what went into, I mean, obviously writing it, I mean, what was the writing process like and how long did it take you to write the album and come up with the songs and... You know, I'm sure you wrote more songs than what's on the album, but how long did it take and what was the process like?
It's actually kind of funny. So basically, I took a lot of time out last year and the year before that to write a ton of music. I don't know if you know, but I went through a vocal surgery and stomach surgery, so I was unable to sing or perform for around 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Which was really, really, really tough, yeah. So during that time, I knew the only thing I could do was write music, so that's when I really honed in on songwriting. And throughout the last 2 years, I wrote almost, I would say, 50 to 100 songs, and now I'm just putting them out one by one. So there is so much music coming everybody's way, and that's kind of how the writing process went. I wrote these songs a bit ago, but was just never able to release them until now, which is so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, did you write any songs, you know, about what you went through with your surgeries? I mean, I've had many surgeries. I think I've had like 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I mean, obviously everyone goes through something different, you know, when they're in the hospital bed and everything, and everyone's, you know, just... different. So what did you write any music on like what you were going through, like the mental and emotional. I mean, obviously not being able to sing is very hard.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because it's my profession and it's my career. One Day kind of dips into that a little bit, which was the first single that came out. And it just kind of goes through the process of, like, you know, how I fought the lion and I beat him. And, you know, how sometimes I felt like, oh, I can still do this. I just have to be patient and wait to heal. And then, you know, those, like, sleepless nights would come and I would be like, maybe it's never going to happen. I don't know. So One Day definitely dips into that a lot, which is why that was the first single to come out, to just kind of, like, introduce the story about what I went through, and kind of leave it on a positive mindset, because that's where I am now. And there's definitely a few more songs that kind of take you through that phase that are going to be coming out sometime this year, but a lot of them kind of dip into more of my personal life and relationships, etc.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to be on the reintroduction part one, or is that going to be part two?
So the one's more about what I went through, you know, vocally in this journey in music. One Day was definitely the song for that, for the reintroduction EP, but there's going to be more music coming out later on this year, more than what's on this EP, which is going to be super exciting. That's going to definitely tell more of that story, but this one definitely dips into that in One Day, and then the last two songs on this EP definitely talk more personally about, like, my relationship that I had went through and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to hear the album on July 14th. I'm going to go out and definitely go buy it.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. I'm telling you. It's so cool just to see every song just, like, grow and mature with the times.
Oh, yeah, and wait till the fans hear it. That's going to be, like, the most exciting.
I promise you guys will love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bianca. And are you on tour right now, or are you going to be touring?
I'm not on tour right now, but I'm going to be performing in the Wawa Welcome America Parade, and that's on July 4th here in Philly. So that is super, super exciting. And I'm going to be on the Q Show in Philadelphia on Fox 29 this Friday.
Awesome. Well, have fun, and I'm sure we can connect with you on social media.
Yes, I'm on Twitter, and that's just at Bianca Ryan. And then I mostly update on Facebook and Instagram, and both of those are just at official Bianca Ryan.
Awesome. So we will follow you for sure, and we'll stay in touch.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and it is time for our product of the week.
Each week we do a product of the week. We get products that come in. We review them. You know, we tell you about them. They're usually pretty awesome, awesome products, because we don't do it unless we truly believe in the product. So,
absolutely.
This week, you know, I'm going to give you a little information about the two products we're doing, and it's about my favorite thing in the whole wide world is tea. Shauna will tell you I drink tea like no tomorrow. I have I have 3 cups of tea in the morning, then I make my
three
tea.
3 cups?
Oh yeah, every morning. You didn't know how much, but I always have that big thermos. It holds 3 cups of tea.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love
tea.
No,
I didn't know how much you drink.
Yeah, yeah. I have that, and then throughout the day I have tea, either cold or hot, or sometimes the cup sits there for a few hours and it's cold by itself, you know? I don't even have to put ice cubes in it. But anyway, I love tea. So this week we are spotlighting 2 different companies. They're different companies, but they have to do with one thing, is tea and coffee for the coffee lovers out there. So our first product is called Varieties. And it's really amazing. I wish that they had this years ago, because I used to have to travel to Teavana in the malls, that's an expensive tea place,
yes,
and get my tea there. Well, this company is like one of those subscription box companies that a lot of people are doing now for different products, different foods, different... We had the Frisky Britches last week.
Yeah.
Where you can get that monthly subscription box.
You have one for makeup.
I have makeup one. So this one is for tea. How amazing is that? You get this box every month, and it's going to have fresh tea. It's not tea bags. This is fresh tea leaves with whatever flavor the ones we have this time.
It's an assortment.
Assortment, yep. This week we got, this box we had peach. There was a blueberry one. They have a, like a rose tea. And they come in these cute little packages, and it's fresh. Like I'm saying, this is like herbs and leaves and fruit, dried fruit in it. The best of the best kind of tea. So you're going to get that in the box, a different flavor every month. There are different, you know, assortment of flavors.
Probably, what, like three flavors?
Three flavors. And then they send you, I'm not sure if they send it every week, I mean every month, but they send you a little capsule that you put the tea leaves in, and then you could steep it into your hot water.
That's pretty
cool.
So
this is amazing, and I'm just doing a brief info on it because we're gonna have our video up on our website and on our Facebook showing you, so you could see in person what they look like, and we'll explain it more in detail, you know. So I'm just giving you some little info right now, but if you're interested at the moment, you can, you know, check it out. At their company is called Varieties, and that's spelled Varieties, and their website is varieties.co, and they have everything on there. You'll see all the flavors that they have. It's really cool. I am going to be doing this every month because I love my tea. The next product that has to do with tea also, we thought we kind of lump them together because, hey, if you're getting fresh tea, why not have something to make the tea in, right?
Exactly.
Right? Well, this company is called Calabon, and they send you this, it's a glass, kind of like a, you know, a pitcher, but it's not. It's easy to hold. You could fit your hand around it. It's like a thermos, but with a wider bottle.
Yeah.
Bottom. Like, what would you call it? It looks kind of like a beaker, right? Like,
kinda,
in a chemistry lab?
Yeah, that's what I was, like, a beaker. Thinking. It's very, like, modern looking.
Very modern looking. Beautiful design.
Is it glass?
It's glass, yes. Right? So it's glass. It's, you know, you're not going to get all the chemicals in your, if you boil something in it from plastics. So this,
that's like very important.
Yes, very important. And you're going to see the video when we post it online, but how sleek it looks. Inside of this beaker, I'm going to call it like a beaker, is a mesh strainer, like a metal strainer that you're going to put.
I thought it was a mug.
Yeah, you're going to put your tea leaves in that, or you're going to put your coffee grinds in that.
Uh-huh.
And then you can make a cold brew coffee or cold brew tea with this. This is mainly for the cold, you know, making yourself a cold brew, either or, coffee or tea. You know, for me it would be tea, for other people it would be coffee. So, you know, we're going to show you in the video how you fill it, and then you let it sit with the water in the refrigerator, and it's going to steep, and the flavor is going to come in. If you don't want it too dark, you just take that strainer of the either coffee grinds or the tea leaves, take it out when you think it's a good, you know, a good taste. So this is a pretty neat product, and I'm going to use it with my fresh tea. You know, it's just a perfect matchup. Again, they're two different companies, but I just thought it kind of fit to go together.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, tea with a coffee, with a tea maker.
Yeah,
or
cold brew.
Coffee maker, I mean, they go together.
And the company for this is Calabon. It's spelled Cawabon. And they also have a website that you can check out and check out their products. And that's calabon.com. So again, you know, you can go on the website to see what they look like. And definitely check out where we're going to have it up, Shauna, the video.
Our YouTube page, website, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
All of our social media.
And you'll get to see firsthand what they're about, what they look like. And we'll just give you more details on it. So, two great companies. If you love tea and if you love cold coffee, definitely check them out. Definitely subscribe to the Varieties and get those tea bags. And then use your Calabon container to, you know, make yourself some cold brew.
Yeah. It was just my mom's birthday, and I think I'm going to order it for her as like a extra birthday gift.
She likes tea.
She loves it.
That is a good point. If you know someone who loves tea, I think we all do, this is a great gift. Even if you order them like a one-month subscription and get them hooked on it, do that.
Yeah.
You know, and then send them the Calabon, the cold brew maker. And then there you go. They can make iced tea and they can have their hot tea. So.
Or coffee, whatever.
Or their coffee.
Like.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So yeah, we're going to show you that product. It'll be on our website and social media.
Check it out.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will catch you later. Make sure to check us out at ShaunaAndLala.com. And our summer concerts have started. So continue to check out our blogs. And
check me out on Facebook.
Yeah, check Lala out.
Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
She's going to be hanging out at the pool.
Yeah, I'll be at the pool all week. So you can find me there. I'll put some pictures up for you. Make you jealous.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I might just sneak over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
You're going to come home and like I'll be like...
in my pool.
In your pool.
There's Shauna.
Yeah. All right, everyone, we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening.